is Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com. Thanks for joining me. Today I'm talking with Stephen Vandrazak, Chief Information Officer for Nortel Networks Corporation, the telecom equipment maker based in Toronto, Canada. Steve was hired by Nortel in June. He is responsible for the company's technology strategy and operations, overseeing Nortel's internal network infrastructure, business applications, and data security. Prior to joining Nortel, Steve served as CIO for Lenovo Group. At Lenovo, he helped lead the company through the initial stages of its $11 billion IBM spinoff in 2005, enacting a two-year plan to build the company's IT infrastructure. He has also served as the global CIO for DHL Worldwide, the express delivery and logistics powerhouse. Prior to that, he spent 14 years with Avnet, the electronics distributor, culminating as the company's CIO. Well known in the industry as a change maker, Steve has hit the ground running at troubled Nortel, launching efforts to dramatically reduce applications, consolidate data centers, and free up 15% of his budget for innovation. He talks to Search CIO today about his blueprint for radical change at Nortel and what American CIOs can learn from working in China. So I wonder whether we could start just a little bit with your biography at Nortel. Why were you brought in?
I think a couple of things. First, prior to Nortel, just about 2.5 years with Lenovo as the global CIO, but I also was responsible for the spinoff of the IBM PC division out of IBM and integrating it into Lenovo, which, as you know, is a China-based domestic company. I also had end-to-end business process, so driving that transformation, setting up the IT strategy, and then ultimately creating the, you know, the IT infrastructure and the business process that you see there today as a company. Prior to that, just a little over 4.5 years as the global CIO for DHL, again, driving significant transformation in terms of IT consolidation. We were doing about one data center consolidation per month into two key locations, Kuala Lumpur, and into Prague, Czech Republic. Application rationalization, we took over $500 million out of the P&L over 3.5 years that we implemented the strategy there. And then prior to that, the global CIO for Avnet. In the last 10 years of Avnet, we were doing now 40 M&A activities, and we were literally integrating one company per quarter during the last 10 years. So the net of all that, large transformation, large driver of IT strategy and getting very significant value out of IT, more than just a traditional operation. So coming here to Nortel, probably a couple of things. One is to drive Nortel IT from what I would call a back office operation focused, really trying to drive value, value from the company standpoint in terms of creating end-to-end business processes, optimizing and streamlining cycle times, driving revenue, and getting to a point where IT actually is creating shareholder value for the company.
So let's dig down into that a little bit. So you've been a CIO with either very tech-centric or tech-savvy companies. And it's no secret that Nortel really has suffered since the tech bubble in 2000 and is in the midst of this huge business turnaround. And, you know, the fourth quarter results that were recently reported still didn't bring great news, a loss of $844 million, another 2,100 job cuts. So, you know, here you are, you need to drive value in IT and also at some point help drive revenue. How do these company results impact and influence your IT strategy?
Well, candidly, I think it does a couple of things. Anytime you are challenged in any industry, whether it's in high tech, whether it's the airline industry, the finance industry, you know, you're motivated, and many, many great companies, whether it's HP or IBM, you know, came out of and got to a period of greatness from a very difficult period of time. And I think that's one of the things that Nortel today is looking at, and that is very, very open to significant business change, business process change, doing things, optimizing our business. Well, from my perspective, purely from an IT perspective, I think the business today is more than receptive to radical change. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to drive here at Nortel, and that is radical change. I'm doing things dramatically differently than we ever did before. So I call it the burning platform. You know, if you've got that burning platform, either from a financial standpoint or from a competitive standpoint or changes in the industry, and we've got all of the above, you get an opportunity to really get the entire business to listen to radical change. I think companies that are great can change while they're doing well and recreate themselves when they're doing well. Other companies, they need that burning platform to go drive that change and to get to a point where you say, you know what, we've just got to do things differently. We've got to compete at a different level. You know, whether it's market created, whether it's competitive creative, doesn't really matter. But for me, I think the opportunity today, where we are as a company, and candidly one of the reasons why I joined, is a great opportunity to do something different. We have fantastic R&D products. We have fantastic technology. But as you know, the best technology doesn't win. Just ask digital, just ask OS2, just ask, you know, a lot of different technologies that have been out there through the years. Best technology doesn't always win. You got to create value in the industry, and I think we're at a great time here at Nortel.
So can you describe what are the radical changes in IT that you're hoping to make?
So, you know, I'll change the word hoping to we are going to do it. I'm going to be arrogant about it, but, you know, I've got a history of doing it, and we will deliver it here. So probably four or five key streams that we're doing. First of all, and it starts with the rationalization of the services that we deliver, and very specifically around applications. We've got about 1,100 applications today that support our business, and what we have done is we have mapped the first three levels of our business processes, and then we've aligned the application to those processes. And really what you find is you've got a lot of overlap by geography, by region, by business units. So we're going from 1,100 applications down to 100, and we're going to try to drive that in the next 18 months.
Wow.
We are going to collapse and consolidate everything into one single data center from about 15 today. We are dramatically reducing the number of servers and the type of service that we provide back to the business. So, you know, standard virtualization and driving that. We went and we did a complete organization reorg. In terms of how we do business, what we insource, what we outsource, where we service the business from, how we service the business, and looking at our service levels based on business criticality. So, you know, from a broad brush standpoint, those are the things that we're doing at a high level.
So I'm curious, how big is your IT budget, and is it calculated as a percentage of revenue?
Well, I won't give you the specific numbers, but yes, we try to drive it as expense to revenue ratio. We're trying to stay in the, you know, the 2 to 2.5% range in terms of overall budget. But more importantly for me is not so much how much we're spending, but how we're driving value for the business. So when I joined the company, we were spending north of 80%+ of our IT budget, keeping things up and running, right? And I'm trying to get to 65-35. So even if I spend the same amount, but at least I have 35% of my budget that is going towards driving value for the business as opposed to 20% today. And if I can just take 15% more of my budget and drive it towards new projects, and I have the right projects with the right return on investment, you know, I can drive $100 million of value for the corporation very, very easily with the same budget.
You mentioned that you changed the way you're sourcing stuff, including some outsourcing. Did Nortel have a culture of outsourcing before you came? Has that been a tough thing to do?
Well, I think it's not a tough thing to do, but what I think we had was we had a culture of creating companies that did tasks of work for us as opposed to outsourcing. What do I mean by that? We would have companies do things, and then we would do the same things internally, or we would put checks and balances to make sure that company did it right. And the reality is, if you're going to outsource and you're going to team up with any one of the large partners in development or data center management, you know what? They do that for a living. Don't spend half your life doing checks and balances or whether they are, you know, CMMI level certified or they have data center capability. You know what? They can do it. What we need to do is we need to understand how do you put the right framework in place that it doesn't take an army to go manage the strategic partner that you have. And I think that's one of the challenges that we had here at Nortel, and that is where you'd outsource something and you didn't really look at that total outsource as a part of the IT engine, and you were spending an awful lot of time checking, validating, wondering whether somebody can do something. Therefore, you were creating a whole lot of extra cycles. So, you know, we have to learn, and we have learned and continue to learn You know, how do you partner and do the right things and have the right touch points along your development lifecycle?
You have what sounds like a huge plate in front of you of IT reorganization, but the company, as we said, is in the midst of its own business reorganization. If you can free up some of that money to be a strategic partner to the business, what would you, you know, what do you have in mind? What could IT do for Nortel?
Sure. So I think there's a couple of things. First of all, I own more than IT today. I also own shared services. I was asked as of the beginning of the year to consolidate and build our shared services strategy worldwide for Nortel. So I have that piece of it as well, which is really, think about it, you know, you think about what we've done in the IT community, it's a natural fit, and that is, how do you create the most effective transaction engine? How do you get your cost per unit down? How do you make sure you drive the most efficiencies? And that's been what we've been doing in the IT space for a long time. So I now have shared services. But to answer your question, what we're trying to do is to free up dollars, and we're trying to drive a portfolio. For the first time within the company, we have what we call a portfolio review board, which is literally Mike Z, the CEO level of the company, and four of his direct reports that are actually looking at the portfolio of IT projects that we're working on and making sure that we have the right investments and the right projects. So prior to the board being put in place, we would get projects from anywhere in the business, whether it was strategically aligned to IT or strategically aligned to the business or had, you know, a hard ROI, you know, we would sort of just open the kimono and we would take in the projects. Today, we have a portfolio that projects have an alignment to the business, have an alignment to IT strategy, and must have a minimum of a one-year payback. If they don't have those criteria, they don't make the list. Then what we do is, as we go implement projects, which is a dramatic change, we actually bake into the P&L of the business the savings of that project. So if you're in finance and we implement the new finance system and it says we're supposed to have a $4 million savings, we will go in and reduce your budget by $4 million equal to the one-year period of time. So we absolutely will guarantee and enforce return on investment on all or IT projects that we do. And that is changing a significant amount of discipline in the business in terms of, hey, if I'm saying I'm going to save three jobs, five jobs, I'm going to grow revenue by 3%, when they know it's actually baked into the budget, it has a dramatic difference and a dramatic impact on the P&L.
Yep, so they have to take ownership of these projects that your department is executing for them.
Absolutely right.
It's very impressive that your CEO is now reviewing your portfolio of projects. I have to ask you, for my CIOs out there, are you using any PPM software?
We are. You know, we've done a bunch of stuff, and we've kind of stitched some stuff together, I'll be honest with you, so I won't endorse one or the other.
Yeah.
But the answer is yes, and we've kind of stitched a bunch of stuff together. I would like to get to a single both time recording in terms of hours, which is really a culture change inside the IT community, starting to track hours. But that's the only way you know how much is applied to your project and whether you're getting the real value out of your IT resources. Mm-hmm. But we're heading there.
So you helped Lenovo through the initial stages of its spinoff from IBM, and you actually came up with a two-year plan that helped rebuild the company's infrastructure. Are there any lessons learned from that experience that are particularly applicable to Nortel?
Well, I think it's interesting. You know, when you work with a company that is based out of China, you learn an awful lot about how do you do things in the most efficient way. When I was at Lenovo, we had an IT to expense revenue ratio of 0.8% on the domestic Lenovo side. When I left, we were just north of about 1.5, the combined IBM PC division and Lenovo, and you can see what happened, you know, with the Lenovo stock. It's absolutely gone through the roof over the last 2.5 years. So, you know, it clearly, you understand how to drive a totally efficient operation. You get a totally different perspective. You understand the different value drivers around the decision that you make. So, you know, when you're in that industry, especially in the PC industry, you learn an awful lot about, you know, how do you run on the most effective infrastructure, make the right trade-offs between labor and automation, and you learn an awful lot about what your cost per unit should be in a competitive environment. I don't care whether you're in high-tech, whether you're in finance community, it doesn't really matter. The cost per email served, the cost per your disk storage, the cost per license, and, you know, your big vendors, it is all the same, right? So we should all be looking at service catalogs across industries that drives a per unit cost and then understand what those things are. So, you know, working with Lenovo, absolutely understood and understand today what you can get in terms of your cost per unit, the labor costs, et cetera.
So you're well accustomed to talking in terms of dollars and cents to your CEO.
Absolutely.
So there's been some chatter about Nortel and Motorola combining their wireless infrastructure units. And obviously you're not going to tell me anything about that, but in a merger situation, when should a CIO be involved in the talks, in your view?
Well, I'll give you my history. So, you know, in my history, I've always been part of the due diligence team. When I was at DHL, I was part of the due diligence team that acquired Xcel and acquired Airborne. So clearly, as part of the due diligence, we have a lot of input in terms of how do you get synergies out, not just the IT strategy, but clearly in the company, you know, finance systems, HR systems, back office, business unit systems. So as early as possible, you should have some sort of IT representation on the overall due diligence, because you could have very material integration costs and very difficult time of integrating if you don't have compatible systems, you don't have compatible business processes, or you have certain T's and C's in contracts. So there's a lot of material costs that if you don't do it up front in due diligence, it'll certainly cost you as you're trying to put the two companies together. The other thing that it'll cost you is time in terms of integration. You know, if you're doing any M&A activity and you can start up front with what are the possible scenarios of how you can integrate the two companies and you can get it well aligned, whether you execute it or not, but at least you can get the strategy aligned, you hit the ground running pretty quickly once the close happens. So, you know, my recommendation is anybody from an IT standpoint should be getting involved up front once the talks become serious.
These costs can be significant. They can even torpedo a deal if you haven't factored them all in while you're considering the M&A. So any advice to CIOs about how they might put their case across at companies that typically don't look to IT to be at the table in one of these deals?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's a couple of different things there. I think the, you know, as you set up your business case, as you go through your due diligence, there's obviously IT synergies and there's IT costs, but there's also a variety of different things that you can do a lot quicker. So some examples of that is, you know, the day that the company closes, putting two email systems together, putting two websites together so that you can help your customers. There's a lot of things that as soon as the close happens, your customers, your employees are looking for. You can enable tremendous amount of cross-company communications, cross-customer communications, et cetera, when you start to put the two infrastructures together. So, you know, my advice is be prepared literally on day one as quickly as possible is how do you put the two entities together, at least from a communication standpoint and from some of the employee and customer-facing technology as fast as you can.
So you've talked a lot about business and IT alignment. Where do you see yourself going next, if not at Nortel, or even at Nortel, you know, a different role? Do you anticipate being a CIO always?
No, you know, I enjoy the challenge, and whatever that challenge is, certainly here at Nortel right now, my challenge is to help transform business. And if you look at my, you know, vision and my strategy, it doesn't say transform IT. It says radically transformation of Nortel. Owning shared services and driving the change around shared services gives me a business hat and gives me a business unit, if you will, that is different than IT. So, you know, right now I guess I'm scratching that other itch, and that is to be a part of the business unit. To answer your question, from a career standpoint, I'd love to run a business unit someday, whether it's, you know, whether it's here at Nortel or other companies. I would definitely enjoy running a business unit. Would I aspire to be a CEO? Possibly. But I think, you know, for me, it's the challenge, and for me, the challenge outside of IT would be running a business unit in the future.